This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Getting a windfall takes a lot of luck, but maintaining that money needs a lot of effort. Certified financial advisor Byron Moore explains what you should do with a windfall on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Windfalls come in all shapes and sizes. I remember a guy who came to see me years ago from out of state. He'd won a big lawsuit, and his part of the settlement reached over $1 million. Now, he never dreamed that he would ever see that much money in his life, so he took a vow of poverty, promised not to change anything, and to not be one of those foolish people who spent it all. This was his ticket. Well, 3 years, two wives, and one very unfortunate trip to Vegas later, he was broke. Maybe your windfall comes from an inheritance, or maybe you won the lotto. Well, no matter what your source of your windfall is, here are some things to keep in mind if you do experience a windfall. First, this is not going to last forever. One of the features of a horizontal drilling technique is that the gas comes roaring out of the ground at a ferocious rate. In fact, half the money you ever make off of one well may come to you in the first year. The monthly checks get much smaller very quickly. So unless you have a guarantee to the contrary, you need to assume that any windfall coming your way is finite. Don't build a permanent new lifestyle around a temporary increase in cash flow. The second thing to remember is this will not solve your problems. Oh, sure, you'll be able to pay off the nagging credit card bills that have been hanging over your head. But if you think you'll never have another spending problem just because you now have what seems to be a lot of money, you're just being naive. More dollars in your pocket just means your spending eyes will be bigger. Just ask my friend that went to Vegas. He came back with, among other trinkets, a large yellow tow truck that cost him over $100,000. It just looks so cool. Well, the third issue is this may create new problems. If you haven't figured this out yet, you're about to be introduced to cousins you never knew about, friends you wish you'd never met, and no miss investment opportunities that various and sundry con men will pitch to you. Ask anyone who has a lot of money. It is a lot of work to keep the riffraff away. And the fourth point that I want to make is that if you don't make a plan for this money, someone else will. Before you buy anything more expensive than groceries, before you pay your mama back for being so wonderful to you all these years, before you make the preacher say hallelujah with your donation, and for sure before you go test drive a new luxury car, stop. Stop and realize that there will be a plan made for your money. Only question is, who's going to make it? If you spend first and plan later, you'll likely spend more than you intended and plan less than you should. If you plan first and spend later, you're much more likely to spend thoughtfully on items that you can really afford, having planned your affairs so that your wealth will be nurtured and grown rather than wasted and shrunk. Now that you've got a lot of money, you can afford a lot of things that you've heretofore only dreamed of. But the only thing you cannot afford to be without is a plan. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.